Matt Gurney, we cannot keep the mayor waiting. John Tory is standing by, and this is his time slot.
I think, John, if we're honest here, I think I've probably kept you waiting once or twice.
Just that few times?
This year?
No, none recently. He's a very busy man these days. I would never keep him waiting for too long. And your worship, with you being here with us, let's talk about it. You actually got some good news today, but the provincial government kept you waiting on it.
Well, they did, but that's fine. Better late than never. And, you know, I will say the other two governments have been very helpful in terms of helping Toronto with its COVID hangover, as I call it, in terms of the transit ridership we've lost and therefore revenue, the shelter costs we've had to bear in order to look after vulnerable people during COVID. And these are all expenses that relate entirely to COVID. So the province today said they would look after one third of what we have left to try and deal with this year. And now it's the federal government's turn, and they've been very good partners to Toronto. But it's time for them to take the country's largest city and help us with some of the extraordinary levels of expenditure we have, with by far the largest transit system, by far the largest shelter system, helping homeless people in the entire region.
And so the one third that the government of Ontario is providing in additional funding, is that the amount you asked for? How much is that amount?
Well, we told everybody, Rashmi, that the total was $703 million. That's the accumulated COVID expenses for 2022. And so they're giving one third of $703 million. So, you know, we still have $500 million, let's say, to go, but a little less than that. But I hope if the federal government comes in some way, shape, or form, I would hope at least a third. And then, you know, we'll go from there. But this is a good start, and I commend the province for this. And now the federal government, which has committed in writing to help us, you know, it's their turn to step up. And I say that respectfully, but I just think this is an economy that is of vital importance to the entire country, and that we need to get that support from the governments that have more sources of income than we do.
So when you asked for $703 million, did the province have an amount specifically that they could match for you, or did they come back with one third?
No, they came back with a third. We put the ask to the two governments and said, between you, we need the help to the extent of $703 million, because otherwise the alternative is massive property tax increases, because that's the only real source of revenue we have, or huge cutbacks in capital investments and even city services. So we asked the two governments to help us with the $703 million. The province made the first tangible offer today of one third, and that's very gratefully received, and I think it's appropriate. And now we're turning to the federal government. I met with all the MPs from Toronto on Monday, and urge them to urge their government, especially the Prime Finance Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who's from Toronto, to do the right thing in terms of the biggest city in the country that needs this help. And, you know, I'll admit it's different than what other cities have experienced, but this city is much bigger and much more complicated in terms of COVID or any other thing than other cities in the country. No disrespect intended.
Well, the province has said they're willing to step up this year, and you've described this as sort of the pandemic fallout here. Of the $700 million shortfall, and I'm not asking you to jinx it, but I mean, just how much of this stuff would we expect to ease that financial pressure as hopefully things return more to normal?
Well, I mean, the transit ridership, for example, this year I think was about $700 or $800 million in revenue shortfall because people were not using transit. The ridership has now come back up to around 70%, and as it continues to rise, which I hope it does, and as more people come back downtown to come to the office at least some days of the week, that number will gradually diminish down to zero. But right now, the transit part of this, for example, is only occasioned by the fact that the ridership levels are still way down from where they were because of COVID, and so it's coming back, but it's just coming back slower than we might have expected, and that's the time when we need the help, is to get over this period where the ridership is lower and therefore our revenues are lower. And we're operating a full system, so all the expenses are there of the bus drivers and the subway drivers and the diesel for the buses and all that, but we don't have the revenue to support it just because the ridership is down.
And when you joined us on The Rush to talk about this ask for $703 million, it seemed dire, right? Our situation seemed dire. We were going to have to cut services or increase property taxes. With the one-third from the government, how would you describe where we're at as a city now?
A good start. I'm slightly less dire than the last time we chatted about it, and I'm hopeful that if the federal government, you know, comes through and at least matches that, that then you get down to the point where you're, you know, still in a situation where you have work to do, but it's not as dire. Obviously, you know, today a third of $700 million amounts to about 200 and some odd million, and that's a really good start, you know, but we just need more, and that's why I'm sort of talking about the federal government and why, you know, we'll look to do whatever we can, because we have to solve this problem by the end of the year. That's when our requirement for a balanced budget kicks in December 31st.
I was going to ask that. The voice you hear, the mayor of Toronto, John Tory here, a very familiar voice, obviously, to people who listen to this radio station. In terms of that timing here, I guess in theory, the feds, John, can push you right back to the end of the month, but that would kind of torpedo the budgeting process here. Realistically, when do you need to get a yes or a no from them?
Well, very, very soon. The reason I set a deadline of November 30th, by which time I had to hear from them, is obviously if their answer was no, then we're going to have to take some of the steps you refer to, postponing capital projects or canceling them, looking at some service levels that we might have to adjust, and this kind of thing. And I just don't want to do that. I don't think that's fair to the people. You know, when you see both of these other governments operating in surplus, by the way, and both of them have been generous and have made commitments to me upon my express request during their respective elections, will you help with the COVID hangover? And they both said yes.
Has your team identified the services or what would be postponed?
Yeah, well, you know, what we've done already, Rashmi, is because we didn't know this money was coming, we've already postponed or just put on pause a couple of $100 million of capital projects, and you wouldn't necessarily notice it immediately, but it's some of the shorter-term projects, like some of the resurfacing of roads, and so on. We've done that so that we've identified a lot of the projects, and they're right across the city. They're not all gigantic projects, but we've done that, and if we had to make those changes kind of permanent or postpone them for a much longer period of time, then that's what we'd have to do, but I just don't want to do that. These are investments we need to make in the city. The city's growing. There are new buildings being built and so on, and we just can't afford to kind of get into the trap we were in years ago where we built no transit and we built no infrastructure. We have 100-year-old water mains and inadequate transit. There was a period of decades where we built only 5 subway stations in the entire city, and we're making up for that now.
But are we painting a picture, though, that our roads are not at their best quality because we are putting money into housing the homeless and transit?
Well, it would be a stretch to say that they're, you know, look, I would say
resurfacing roads is important, right?
No, some things have been postponed, yes, in that regard. And if you said to me, have we made a conscious choice to make sure that we preserve the efforts we're making to protect homeless people? Yes, we have, because that's always going to come first, is protecting human beings. But we hope not to postpone any of this. We think we can, you know, get on with doing it all, the stuff that has to be done, if we just get the support with the COVID-related expenses, because we think that's fair. That they've helped with that a lot already, and I thank them for that. There's just some more to be done now to get us through 22, and there may be a bit in 23, but it's going to be a smaller number.
Okay, and so the feds have committed to you in writing. Are you anticipating another $234 million coming from them?
Well, I'm certainly hoping they're going to keep their word. And, you know, we've had a very good relationship right from the Prime Minister on down, including Chrystia Freeland, who's from Toronto. So I'm hopeful. We're just going to keep at this. I said today that you require 2 things in dealing with the intergovernmental relationships, which are persistence and patience. And I have both. The patience part, though, unfortunately, has a bit of a deadline on it just because we are facing, you know, the end of the year and the requirement we have at law to balance our budget.
John Tory, Mayor of the City of Toronto. Thanks for some time today,
Thank
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you both. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Yeah, familiar voice, obviously, in this radio station and in this time slot. I was saying to you before the show, and I know this is going to make me very unpopular with everybody, I think we should raise our taxes and pay for it ourselves.
It's painful, though, when you hear Bonnie Crombie over in the 905 in Mississauga saying your property tax could go up by 10% because the Ford government is waiving these developer fees for development fees for developers. I mean, when you municipalities matter. And we, through this pandemic, have learned that more than ever. I mean, even just identifying that the resurfacing of our roads has been put off, that is a problem. And that's going to impact every single person's vehicle that has to drive over those roads.
Which is why we should fix it ourselves. That's what I come down to. Municipalities matter. They are important, and they should learn to stand independently because they can never count on the feds and the provinces. If it matters, you have to be able to do it yourself here. There will obviously always be infrastructure projects that need to be shared, responsibilities that are split among jurisdictions here. I have made peace with the fact that I am going to, before too long, be paying much higher property taxes. I'm just not sure we want to admit that to ourselves yet.